Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, warmly welcoming you to this, the 10th programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. Samuel is, as always, in charge of all things technical, whilst I'm ready with another of my themed programmes as I promised. And the theme this time is the style of vocal harmony singing known as a cappella, from the Italian in chapel style. Singing without instrumental accompaniment, though modern-day groups do tend to adopt a degree of flexibility to that rule. Many of today's a cappella stylists regard the genre as having started in the barber shops of America in the early 1900s, and usually formed by a quartet, which is where we are going to start with a piece by the Freddie Williams Four.
Out in Arizona, where the bad men are, and the only friend to guide you is an evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is ragtime cowboy. God his name is singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they say he sings that to sleep. In a voice so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, he always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that a syncopated gait in, and a such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Dressed up every morning in his Sunday clothes, he beats before the village where he always goes. Every girl in town is Jones because he's just a ragtime bear. When he starts a-dancing on the ballroom floor, why, no one but a lunatic would ever start a war. Wise men know he's 44. He makes men dance for fear. He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that a syncopated gait and a such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fellows come, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
The Freddie Williams Four from their album The Best of Barbershop and Ragtime Cowboy Joe, a song that could not be more appropriate for the barbershops of America in the early 1900s. It was written by Lewis Muir, Morris Abrahams and lyricist Grant Clark, and first published in 1912. It was successfully performed then by the singer Bob Roberts that same year. So, from a cappella's beginnings in the barber shops of America, we move to the groups who took it on to other levels. And of course I have featured the occasional a cappella group from time to time as a single contribution to previous programmes, but in this themed edition it is total a cappella. In many examples of those groups that emerged in subsequent years to the barber shop, a number were born in the music departments of the universities. Like, for example, the Four Freshmen, who, I have to say, bent the rule of no instrumental accompaniment, as did most of the others. But that's musical evolution, I guess. Here they are with the lovely I Get Along Without You Very Well.
I get along without you very well. thrill of being sheltered. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh, that is the same. But I forgot you just like I should. What a guy, what of spring, for that would surely break my heart into. Break it into.
Hoagie Carmichael's I Get Along Without You Very Well, The Four Freshmen, the first of my featured a cappella groups, one that was formed in 1948 by brothers Ross and Don Barbour, then at Butler University, Indianapolis. Much of their success and popularity peaks came in the mid-1950s when they became one of my own personal and firm favourites. Inevitably, personnel have changed as the years have passed, but I took that recording from their 1959 album entitled The Four Freshmen and Five Saxes. And around the same period, the second of my focused a cappella groups were formed, in 1953 to be precise. The Hi-Lows, rather like The Four Freshmen, were another of my personal favourites and enjoyed their popularity peaks in the late 1950s and the 60s. It is reported that their name derived from both the group's individual vocal and physical height extremes, but it all came together rather nicely in the sound they produced, an example of which I have chosen from my own 1958 copy of their original long-playing vinyl album entitled Love Nest. Here is Impossible.
Someone tries to tell me how true a heart can be, I always say, impossible, impossible for me. And when they say I'll find love beyond the rainbow's end, I smile and say, impossible, impossible, no. my friend, to dream about what might have been is pointless, I agree, but not as bad as living is. Living in a dream I know can never be. So when they say smooth sailing, despite a stormy sea, I laugh and say impossible, impossible. Said a moonbeam could calm a stormy sea, I would have said impossible. That nothing is impossible.
The High Lows and Impossible, a recording that regular listeners may recall I played last year in the Malta Memory sequel series. In later years, the group split up, but not long after the split, two former members, Gene Pewling and Don Shelton, joined with two other singers in 1971, Len Dressler and Bonnie Herman, to form the Singers Unlimited, from whom we're going to hear next. From their very first album, in fact, released in 1971 and simply entitled A Cappella, here is Both Sides Now.
Rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all.
Ba 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 ba. And Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel.
As every fairy tale comes real, I've looked at love that way.
Now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go.
And if you care, don't let them know.
Don't give yourself away.
From give and take, and still somehow,
it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow, it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't.
I really
a song written and released in 1967 by Joni Mitchell, The Singers Unlimited, and Both Sides Now. The group reigned supreme in the world of a cappella for a number of years before their demise, with Jean Pewling earning the reputation as one of the best vocal writers in the world. In 1978, another a cappella group was formed, this time in Toronto, Canada, and they are still active today, though inevitably with new personnel, except for one founding member, Claude Morrison. And at the time of preparing this program, Claude is still active today, as indeed you will hear him and his tenor voice still sounding as good as ever on this recording from their 2011 album entitled Skin Tight. Here is Teach Me Tonight.
To learn. Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight.
Teach me tonight.
The sky's a black void high above you. And if a shooting star goes by, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love.
The Nylons and Teach Me Tonight. The song, written in 1953 by Jean DePaul with lyrics by Sammy Kahn, has since become a standard, and what better interpretation than the one we just heard. The Nylons, I'm sure, are destined to continue as a sought-after group for many years to come, and a perfect opportunity for a reminder that you're listening to The Golden Years Plus with me, Mike Roberts, on Campus FM. Contact details for anyone wishing to comment are unchanged. Email direct to me at mikeroberts665@btinternet.com or by any other conventional means, care of this station. And a quick look ahead. Next week will comprise another quality mix of more of the very best in music and song from years past. Another Mike's Mix, in fact. And the week after, I shall again have another theme programme for you. On with the show as I come to my last inclusion of an a cappella group, and arguably the group that is the most well-known and most successful of all, the King's Singers.
With you on my mind, 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 with you on my mind. I can't find the time, with you on my mind, with you on my mind, to start changing my life. With you on my mind, with you on my mind, to start living. Find someone new.
With you on my mind, with you on my mind.
Every time that I do,
with you on my mind,
my thoughts turn to you.
With You on My Mind, the King's Singers, a track I selected from their 1974 vinyl album, Out of the Blue. The King's Singers were formed in 1968 and take their name from King's College, Cambridge, where the original six university music scholars first met. They're still performing today in some 125 concerts annually around the world, though the members have, of course, changed as near on 50 years have passed, and as I have already said, probably regarded as the most recognised of all a cappella groups. And that takes us very close to the close of this week's show, that you'll recall I started with a piece of American barbershop singing, which is reportedly where the a cappella groups of today all began. So it seems appropriate that another song sung in barbershop would make a perfect finish.
In the good old summertime,
summertime,
in the good old summertime,
in the summertime,
strolling
through the shady lane
with my baby,
mine.
a very good sign. For she's my Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summertime. There's a time in each year that we always hold dear, in the good old summertime. With the birds in the trees and sweet-scented breezes, in the good old summertime. In the good old summertime. In the good old summertime.
In the summertime.
Strolling through the shady lane with my baby mine. I hold her hand and she holds mine. That's a very good sign.
That's a good sign.
For she's my Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summertime.
In the good old summertime, the Freddie Williams Four. That's it, folks. Thank you to Samuel, the other side of the mic, for looking after all things technical. And we both thank you for listening. Join us again next week. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.